kidding me. KB4CPA.
I'm filing charges against the federal abuse of the elderly retired people giving me an appointment at 8:30 in the morning. Morning, Dave.
Let me know how that turns out for you.
I'm headed to the diner to have the old folks special.
Now I gotta go get my foot adjusted, you might say. What's going on, Dave?
Alright, an IDN6CLX, this is Mike. Dave? I'm just going to work. I don't know what you guys are doing up.
I'm doing some FTA.
Atta boy, and even a star on the wall keep paying that Social Security, Mike.
Gonna get it.
Back to Dave.
Well, this guy, I was just trying to get a confirmation out of him. I finally did. I'll stop here for a minute and talk.
At yourself now. I saw someplace was posted on FT8 this morning there on by some excited kid. I don't know. There's some nice islands coming up lately. Well, it was 23 degrees here this morning, Mike, and that sucks.
Man, 31 at the house, 36 in the car now, and 75 on I-85.
Yeah, we had 30 at the house here, and I think it's starting on the way back up now.
Got 32 on the car here now. We're going over to advanced cross settings, which isn't too far, thankfully. And it only takes about 15 minutes from our house, but we wanted to get there early if we could. We haven't even had breakfast yet, but I did have a cup of coffee and a couple of Aldi's cookies and got me ready to go and shaved and all, but this is a bit on the early side. I'm usually eating breakfast about 10 o'clock.
For being 57.
Dave.
I know you're gonna give him an award or something. You're usually marking me down for something that I said wrong. That gum, I can't. All these people wanting to talk to me. Actually, I'm on FT4. I thought it was 8, but it's 4. I'm on 15, and I got people all over the place here. This guy's in Belgium. I've been making contact with Germany and Belgium. Golly, they just all over the place. It's just been crazy this morning.
Why don't you read that article on QST this month? And it's applicable to music with the relationship to CW, and learn some real ham radio.
Some of us just enjoy what we're doing. I mean, I've got my hands full here. Not to mention right now, I'm seeing double, so I'm not doing much of anything. I have to close one eye to see what I'm looking at. And I went to the doctor, let's see, when was it, Thursday, and I had an MRI last night at 8 o'clock, and then I'll go to the doctor this morning for the results of that, and then I'll get back to the eye doctor tomorrow.
Well, that's not good seeing double, but that doesn't help with FT8. I'm just wondering if a lot of those contacts out there on FT8 are just phony baloney contacts, people pulling your leg.
It was 8,000, I think, on that island that was so sought after that didn't come through the other day. It was a big de-expedition, and then they goofed it all up. But there was so many pirates on there, and I think they said 7,000 or 8,000. It was unbelievable. So you're right about that. But Dave, what I was getting at was you're a fine musician, and they were comparing this to music, and like a dit and a dah was a dotted eighth note, or excuse me, a dotted quarter note, and et cetera, et cetera. But what do you got going on that you got to have so much of that done to you with the MRI? Did you say you was having a problem with your vision?
To get your ears cleaned out or something. Get you a hearing aid, or if Bernice is there, she can interpret for you. You know, sometimes an interpreter is good. I have double vision, which means that I'm seeing the same thing. I'm just not seeing it in the same place. Now, I can close one eye and it's perfect. I can close the other eye and it's perfect. But if I open both eyes, what I'm looking at is, you know, apart, and it's, it started a Monday night a week ago.
Stop eating those frog legs, Tom. Not enough frogs.
Dave, I'm very sorry to hear that. That's serious. And yes, Bernice in here, and she definitely interpreted that for me. She heard it all. But I'm driving, and my daughter says men don't multitask well. shoot. Well, if you come over, I'll slap you around a little bit like I do Bernice once a week. And
tell you what, you know, the day you slap Bernice around, I'll sing at your funeral.
Go ahead, Mike, and then send it over to Gabriel.
Vision. I remember that being a pretty darn good song.
A good song by, wasn't that Foreigner? Is it in here?
Hey, morning, Tom. Day before I didn't see Mumble. Oh, boy. Yeah, I have to take the kid to the doctor's, so I'm very close to my destination and travel arrest. We'll see how it goes.
I got to go. I arrived at my destination here to get my foot looked at. Don't know if I can do any good or not, but the Lord's willing, the creek don't rise. Maybe they'll get it right one of these days. 73's all the way around, and have a nice day, fellas. This is N0TR clear.
Give them a good kick with it and prove it's good. N6CLX.
Yeah, just let Bernice give it a swift kick. And that'll be good.
He's eating frog legs, but I don't think they're frogs, man. Has to be some weird animal he's got in the backyard.
No, y'all carry on. I'm going to try it. I've got some, a bunch of, contacts that go into my logging software, but I got to put it on QRZ, so I've got to, I'm going to have to take a pause here and get that done. But y'all carry on, KP4CBA.
Later. And I, you know what, look at the positive side. You're a lucky individual this morning. You just got double all the ham equipment you've got, N6CLX.
They might tell you that. He's got a spare for everything.
Funny.
Oh, I'm telling you. I thought this stuff was blurry vision a couple of years ago. It ain't funny, but I have to use the glasses. Anyways, go ahead, buddy. Enjoy your time over there.
Got to go to the office and help pay for Tom and Dave to fool around all day. And 6CLX, I'll be clear.